Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter arrived in Iraq's Kurdistan Sunday to review the ongoing military offensive to retake Mosul. As a Pentagon chief went into talks with the Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani, U.S. officials say Kurdish Peshmerga forces had almost reached their goals in the week-old offensive. The battle plan is for the Peshmerga forces to stop along a line at an average of 20 kilometers outside the city of Mosul. Meanwhile, Pope Francis Sunday appealed for peace in Iraq, saying violence in the country had left him speechless. Conducting his weekly Angelus prayer from the window of the Papal Apartments overlooking St. Peter's Square, Francis said his thoughts were particularly with the inhabitants of Mosul. He says, "Our souls are shocked by the brutal acts of violence that for too long are being committed against innocent citizens." The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported heavy clashes and airstrikes that shook the Syrian city of Aleppo Sunday. It comes as heavy fighting resumed after the end of a three-day truce declared by government ally Russia. Thousands of Cameroonians have flocked to hospitals in the country's two main cities Sunday. They are searching for corpses and survivors after an overloaded train derailed on Friday, injuring more than 600 and killing more than 70. Most of the victims are now receiving treatment in the hospitals in the capital of Yaounde and the port city of Douala. It came after rail lines were cleared and the injured were evacuated. The accident happened in Eska. This is VOA News.